السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, whoever is still alive, whoever want to be alive, whoever want to be saved, whoever want to be in a state of Iman, not heedlessness. Last time we finished chapter Al-Anbiya. And again, just a reminder, when you look to the end of a chapter, the beginning of another chapter, it's always like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasize the best message and concrete the message from the beginning of the chapter. By this way, Al-Hajj, chapter Al-Hajj, verse 1, 2, 3. Chapter Al-Hajj 1 until 3. Chapter Al-Hajj 11, 13. A complete, comprehensive, very dangerous message. I hope I will not be among them. 45, 46. A message about blindness. 48. 52, 53, who will absorb fitna? 75, 76, 77, 78, very important messages. And my advice, go until the end of Al-Hajj, chapter Al-Hajj, unbelievable. And it will explain to you what's going on even until today. Now we go to chapter Al-Mu'minun 1 until 11. A beautiful message. And it has the spinal cord of the journey of Iman. If you want comprehensive message about journey of Iman, 1 until 11, chapter Al-Mu'minun, 51 till 68. Again, a comprehensive message of today and every day, past and a future. 75 till 77. Again, repetition and complete the message. 96 until 118. 96 until 118, a complete comprehensive message. One of the brothers, he said something so beautiful, which is nothing really beautiful and nothing new. He said the message, keep repeated. Long time I said it. When I used to make session with people, when I used to make halaqat, people ask me, do you have a new knowledge? Do you have a new message? Today, one of the diseases of the Ummah, we want something new. New joke, new fashion, new haircut, even new knowledge. We want a new knowledge. Do you ever think, did I fulfill the old knowledge? Do I understand the old knowledge? How many Quran we have? How many God, how many Allah we have? Allah is one, Rasulullah is one. The message is one, the Quran is one. But why Allah tell me to read it all the time? Why Allah tell me to remember Allah all the time? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He know. He know us as a human being, we forget. This why a reminder. And He keep all this again, reminder. Reminder for those who want to be reminded. Look at this. A reminder for those who want to be reminded. He know, not even everybody want to be reminded. Today, some people even, they get upset, and they get offensive, they get uptight, and said, brother, why you talk to me like that? Why you scold me all the time? Imagine when you advise people, adult people in the 30 and 40, with an advice. And the advice keep repeated all the same. And the people keep repeating the mistake all the same. Imagine if you do that with the children will cannot take it. And you will not take it. And you will scold the children. That's why if you want to be adult, is adult keeps repeating the mistake over and over again? And if somebody give you advice, you get upset of the advice and the repetition of the advice, and you do not get upset about the repetition of your mistake over and over again, and you cannot see it. Who should be upset? The person who's called you because you repeat the mistake over and over again, and you refuse to acknowledge it and correct it? Or are you upset of yourself? And be careful about the mistake, have a plan, have a vision, write down all the advice, see what's going on, learn from your mistake, and grow. And a lot of these people have children. I bear witness to Allah, you will see very soon. Your children will copy your mistake and will do the same mistake like you. And they will not take it and they will get upset and wonder what happened. The sunnah of Allah will take place as a punishment from Allah to you because you never did tawbah and you never humble yourself. Try to figure out what's going on. Believe me, I feel so sad. So sad. But in the meantime, I said to Allah, Allah, I did what I have to. But I'm getting tired, Ya Allah. Honest, I'm getting tired, Ya Allah. If people do not want to be serious, if people do not want to behave like adult, if people do not want to behave like a mature people, if the people do not want to behave with responsibility, what I can do? If the Quran is not a message, if the illness of the people in front of you is not a message, if the death around you is not a message, what Brother Ahmad can do for you? He cannot do anything. He cannot do anything. When we hear Quran and read Quran and repeat our mistake over and over again, over and over again, at least exactly this is what Allah teach us. Don't do like shaitan and blame Allah. No. Do like Adam alayhi salam. Oh Allah, I commit a lot of sins. Oh Allah, forgive me. Forgive me and humble yourself to Allah. Make tawbah, istighfar, humble yourself, make you turn. This is what Allah wants from us. We make mistake, no problem. We committing sins, no problem. But make tawbah, make istighfar, make you turn. Beg Allah to forgive you. Inshallah, Allah will forgive. But we should not do like shaitan. What shaitan? He said, oh Allah, you trick me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This is what we do exactly. We copy shaitan footsteps. Every time we make mistake over and over again, we blame other instead of blaming ourselves. And ask for forgiveness. Stop it. Change your habits, or at least, you know, try, admit it, and go forward. Who's stopping us to do that? Remember me, you will see your children will do the same thing with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That's why when you look at the Quran, the messages of the Quran, it repeat itself from different perspective. Why Allah keep repeating? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insult us, astaghfirullah al-azim, and He treat us like children? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know our nature. He create us, He know us. And He know we have to be reminded. And this was the whole journey of Iman all about. We should be in a state of reminder. We should be in a state of vigilant. We should be state of vigilant about ourselves, our habit, our conduct. Who should be in the right companion? All this, brother and sister, is not a talk. It's not a talk. It is a journey of struggle within. You forget? Allah will never change the condition of people unless they change within. My dear brother Islam, I'm doing it only for Allah. You won't listen, you do not want listen. One day you will call, I'm dead. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You cannot blame nobody for too long. All this blaming, complaining like children, it will not benefit you. Wallahi, it will not benefit you. It will bite you so hard, and it will be too late. And subhanallah, I see people today, really, I'm trying to serve them, but they do not want it. They want to go to the Titanic. They want to go to their own destruction, and they refuse. Nothing I can do. I have to be vigilant about myself, make dua for myself, make dua for them, retract, leave them alone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with us before it's too late. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.